Citywide weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, mid to upper 50s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear, lower 30s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny, breezy, lower 60s with wind gust at 30. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, 42. For Sunday, we'll have sunny skies, breezy with temperatures in the upper 60s. Right now, it's 45.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The National Biodiesel Board has unveiled a big goal for the industry. It celebrated Rudolf Diesel's birthday yesterday. Rudolf invented the diesel engine back in the 1890s, and in honor of that achievement, the board announces a plan to grow the industry over 6 billion gallons by 2030, with the right advancements in feedstocks, 15 billion gallons by 2050. Right now, the operating capacity for the industry stands at more than 3 billion gallons, meaning half of the Biodiesel Board's vision ahead of schedule. Already announced, expansions and new projects could add over 3 billion gallons of capacity as early as 2023. National Biodiesel Board CEO Donnell Rehagen said the industry has seen challenges, but the biodiesel industry said is well on its way to meet that 6 billion gallon capacity. The Farm and Ranch families that make up American Farm Bureau donated 53 million pounds of food and raised almost $1.5 million to assist hungry Americans in 2020. It's all part of that organization's Harvest for All program. Combined, the monetary and food donations totally equivalent to 53 million meals. Young Farmers and Rancher donation program complemented the Farm Bureau donation to support COVID-19 relief to the tune of $5.4 million and 1.4 million pounds of food. In addition to raising food and funds for the initiative, Farmers and Ranchers tallied about 23,000 hours of volunteering, assisting local hunger groups in 2020. John Iverson is chair of the Farm Bureau Young Farm and Rancher Committee. He said hunger remains a concern for people of all walks of life, including many in rural America and residents in farming communities. So Farm Bureau's longtime commitment to help put food on the tables of those in need through the Harvest for All is outreach more important than ever, the effects of COVID-19. SAG News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
For Mid-America Network News, I'm Tommy Castor. Here are today's headlines. Kansas legislators are working to give prosecutors and courts time to clear a backlog of several thousand criminal cases that built up during the coronavirus pandemic, though they disagree about how much is enough time. The Senate approved a bill Wednesday night that would suspend until May 1st, 2023, a law aimed at protecting criminal defendants' constitutional rights to a speedy trial. The law requires cases to come to trial within 5 months of a defendant who has been jailed entering a plea and within 6 months if the defendant is free on bond. Lawmakers say there's a backlog of about 5,000 criminal cases. A 64-year-old man has died after authorities say a car rear-ended his pickup, sending it crashing into a power pole. The accident happened at around 2:30 p.m. Thursday at 6th Avenue and Chestnut Street in Emporia. The Kansas Highway Patrol says an eastbound Honda Civic crashed into the rear of a Ford F-150. The truck then hit a utility pole. The driver of the vehicle, Stephen Henry of Emporia, died at the scene. The 23-year-old man driving the Honda was hospitalized with serious injuries. For Mid-America Network News, I'm Tommy Castor.
You asked, and Rusty Eck Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rusty Eck Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustiakFord.com.
For Mid-America Network News, I'm Tommy Caster. Here are today's headlines. A new monthly survey of bankers, including in Kansas, points to a quickly recovering economy in rural parts of 10 plains in western states as the survey's individual indicators soared and the overall index rocketed to its highest reading since it began in 2006. The overall index of the Rural Main Street Survey shot up more than 18 points to 71.9 in March from February's 53.8. Any score above 50 suggests a growing economy. Attorney generals from 21 states, including Kansas, are suing to overturn President Joe Biden's cancellation of the contentious Keystone XL oil pipeline from Canada. The state said in Wednesday's court filing that Biden overstepped his authority when he blocked the 1,200-mile-long pipeline on his first day in office. The attorneys general say Congress should have the final say on the project. The pipeline would carry crude from western Canada's oil sands region to Gulf Coast refineries. Biden canceled its permit over longstanding concerns that burning the crude would make climate change worse. For Mid-America Network News, I'm Tommy Caster.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Nebraska lawmakers have advanced a bill that would extend free press protections to student journalists and their advisors following several incidents where school administrators censored school newspaper articles that they deemed too controversial or unflattering. Lawmakers gave the measure first-round approval on a 28-15 vote after an eight-hour filibuster. The bill would apply to students at public high schools, colleges, and universities. The sponsor, Senator Adam Moorfield of Lincoln, argued that students have a right to express themselves and that it's important for them to learn firsthand about the power and consequences of the First Amendment. Nebraska health officials say a variant of the coronavirus first found in Brazil has been found in Omaha. The Omaha World Herald reports that the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services has confirmed that two people in Douglas County have tested positive for the so-called Brazilian P1 variant. I'm Rick Everett, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
On your side with accurate, award-winning journalism every day of the week. Join Deb Ferris and Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater weeknights at 5, 6, and 10 for the latest news and weather. Plus sports highlights from all over Kansas with Cape sports anchor Chris Lilly. For investigative reporting, breaking news, and severe weather alerts, Cape News is your most trusted team in Kansas. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cape News, on your side.
Part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly stopped briefly in Marysville Thursday afternoon visiting officials at Community Memorial Healthcare. Kelly promoted immediate expansion of Medicare in Kansas, citing benefits and returns to rural hospital and healthcare providers. She went on to comment on vaccination efforts statewide, commending Marshall County on a recent mass clinic that served over 800 people. The state itself remains challenged in what she cites as reporting efforts that indicate Kansas is 48th among 50 states in completing vaccinations.
I know that we have put into place a system that is allowing us now. We have had trouble with the documentation. You know, we're dependent entirely upon all the vaccine providers to be putting that data in. We came up with a new system for that so that we're assured of getting that data in a timely fashion. And then we're taking the responsibility to get it into WebIZ so that it'll be reported to the CDC.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly commenting at Community Memorial Healthcare during a stop Thursday. According to the county-by-county map, as reported by Kansas WebIZ, Marshall County, at just over 36%, ranks first in the state per capita, joined by a dozen others statewide at a rate representing over 30%. Marshall County Health Department advises they are accepting appointments for COVID vaccinations for anyone ages 18 to 64 with underlying health conditions that increase risk of severe illness from COVID-19, including those with cancer, heart conditions, pregnancy, asthma, Down syndrome, type 1 and 2 diabetes, cystic fibrosis, liver disease, neurological conditions, or other medical risks. They're also picking up anyone over age 65 who may have been missed in phases 1 and 2. A website is available at cmhcare.org under the COVID-19 tab and is the best way to contact. Again, that's cmhcare.org under the COVID-19 tab. That site has more medical questions. A dedicated phone number is also available to leave your basic information at 562-4474. That's 562-4474. Also, anyone working in retail or ag-related businesses are eligible. With Marshall County commissioners opting out of a mask mandate as of Monday, and with the city ordinance set to expire in Marysville April 1st, Mayor Jason Barnes took to social media indicating that he was in favor of extending the measure for perhaps another month. He cited the potential for additional travel and gatherings related to Easter upcoming among his concerns, expressing continued diligence and caution. Marysville City Council is set to discuss the matter at their meeting Monday evening. The Marshall County Sheriff's Office received a report February 26th from Scott Olson of Frankfort that an HH 16-foot double-axle black utility trailer was stolen from 111 East 9th in Frankfort. It was valued at $2,000. Carol Veering of Marysville reported that sometime in early March, landscaping supplies and stones were stolen from 1278 Pony Express Highway, the loss valued at $450. The annual legislative forum is this Saturday morning in Marysville. State Representative Lisa Mosier of Wheaton, State Senators Elaine Bowers of Concordia, and Dennis Pyle of Hiawatha are expected to attend. Coffee and donuts serve at 9, the forum 9:30 till 10:30, Saturday at Landall Lanes in Marysville, hosted by the Chamber and Main Street. The public is welcome. A free showing of the 2021 No-Till on the Plains Conference is open to the public this Saturday from 9 to 4 at the Astro Theater in Marysville. All farmers, ranchers, and the public are invited. Marysville City Brush Dump Site is now open Saturday and Sunday afternoons 1 to 5, and Wednesday afternoons 4 until 6 p.m. Fern M. Obermeyer, age 95, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery at a later date. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Fern Obermeyer.
Lucky for you, our internet is faster than a leprechaun. St. Patrick's Day is one of the highlights of March, with its lively celebration featuring leprechauns, shamrocks, and all things green. Blue Valley hopes you have fun. Whether there's Irish blood in your veins or just Irish spirit in your heart, you'll feel like doing a jig if you upgrade your internet connection to faster speeds. Improve your experience with streaming, gaming, video conferencing, and more. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
St. Gregory Catholic Church Marysville is hosting a fish fry Friday, serving 5 until 7, with carryout, local delivery, and limited dining available, serving fish, scalloped potatoes, coleslaw, and dessert. For local delivery, phone 562-7017. Fish fry Friday, 5 until 7 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church Marysville.
The Daddy-Daughter Dance is back this year. Space is limited, so don't wait to sign up. Go to MarshallCOSports.com for the sign-up form. Included for the night is dinner, dessert, flowers, photography, and, of course, music. Return the form anytime through the mail slot at 708 Broadway in Marysville, next to the Pony Express statue. Sign up today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we're finally seeing quiet weather across the central upper parts of the Midwest and into the central northern parts of the Rockies as we have a high pressure system overhead. We'll continue to see dry weather across the Midwest and Rockies as we head through tonight, continuing into the weekend. We do have a front that's going to be moving across the central upper parts of the Midwest Sunday into Monday. That front will stall out across the central parts of the Midwest as we into Tuesday with a low that's going to push through the area. So like I said, bring and rain showers across the central areas of the upper parts of the Midwest as we head into the early parts of next week. Otherwise, we're going to see pretty nice temperatures for this time of year. So across the area, sunny skies, mid to upper 50s. Tonight, clear skies, 31. For tomorrow, sunny, breezy, lower 60s, partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, and Sunday, sunny. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-March, 58. Record high on this date, 81. The average low, 31. The record low is 4 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:32. Sunset this evening at 7:38.
If a wool sweater shrinks in the wash, do sheep shrink when it rains? We've got the answer on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, March 19th, the 78th day of the year. Actor Bruce Willis has a birthday. Old West lawman Wyatt Earp was born in 1848, and the final episode of the Mary Tyler Moore Show aired on this night in 1977. Here's a purely logical question posed recently by one of our readers. If sheep have a coat of wool, why don't they shrink when it rains? Sounds silly, but there is a serious answer. A sheep's sebaceous gland produces a greasy substance called lanolin. It permeates the wool and keeps it from drying out and shrinking. After shearing, the wool is processed to rinse and remove the lanolin. And that's why your wool sweater will shrink in the wash, but the material retains its perfect sheep shape on the woolly animal. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the old farmer? Ask it online at almanac.com.
Work on the farm or on the job is tough, so you want boots that are equally tough, if not tougher. And for that, you head down to Fashion Direct in Marysville. They carry several brands of work boots for literally any condition and any foot. Steel or composite toe, MetGuard, waterproof, insulated, or electrical hazard. And they just added Keen and Caterpillar to the shelves. Find boots that work just as hard as you do when you visit Fashion Direct in Marysville.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. The Shockers' run in the tournament was a short one. Joseph Yasufu scored 21 points and Drake beat Wichita State 53-52 in the first four. It was the Bulldogs' first NCAA tournament win in half a century. Drake's last tournament victory had been 50 years ago to the day, March 18th, 1971. Wichita State had a chance to win at the buzzer, but Alterique Gilbert settled for a long three-pointer that hit the front rim. Chiefs Nation. Wichita native Blake Bell will have a second stint in Kansas City. The Chiefs made the announcement yesterday on Twitter that the Belldozer was back. Bell played for the Chiefs in 2019 when they would go on to win the Super Bowl. He played for the Cowboys in 2020 and has also spent time with the 49ers, Vikings, and Jaguars. Bell also played for the Oklahoma Sooners and is a Wichita Bishop Carroll Catholic High School alumni. Rick Everett with your Friday Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
The NFL will nearly double its media revenue to more than $10 billion a season with new rights and agreements announced yesterday, including a deal with Amazon Prime Video that gives the streaming service exclusive rights to Thursday Night Football beginning in 2022. The league took in $5.9 billion a year in its current contracts. Amazon has partnered with the league to stream Thursday night games since 2017, but it'll take over the entire package from Fox. The Kansas City Chiefs officially announced the signing of offensive lineman Kyle Long. Long was drafted to the Chicago Bears in the first round of the 2013 NFL draft. He announced his retirement after the 2019 season and sat out last year. The three-time Pro Bowler met with the Las Vegas Raiders before coming to Kansas City to sign his contract. He's part of the Chiefs' effort to bolster their offensive line after they cut both of their starting tackles. Enjoy a great weekend of the NCAA tournament. I'm Rick Everett, Mid-America Network Sports.
Play ball!
Marshall County Sports and Recreation reminds you it's the last week to sign kids up for baseball and softball. Deadline is Friday. After that, there will be a late fee of $10, and after April 2nd, there will be no more signups. Forms are available now on marshallcosports.com. You can drop them off anytime through the mail slot at 708 Broadway in Marysville.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. The featured big tree this month is the 400-year-old white oak that was growing in White Oak State Park in Maryland. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The community worked together to preserve and care for this massive and historic tree. It survived development, environmental stresses, and more until a storm in 2002 brought its life to an end. A sapling propagated from the tree was planted in its place to honor this first citizen of Maryland. White oaks are native from Maine to Florida and west to Minnesota and Texas. They thrive in full sun, deep, moist, well-drained, slightly acid soil, and are easily damaged during construction of buildings, roads, and walks. We use the wood to make furniture, flooring, boats, whiskey barrels, and wine casks. And their acorns feed the birds and mammals, and a variety of butterflies start their lives as caterpillars feeding on their leaves. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit MelindaMyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit MelindaMyers.com.
Jay has a lot of skeletons in his closet. Oh, but there's much more. He has skeletons just about everywhere.
Then he decided he needed a museum to display them. Today, it's a place that is truly one of a kind. And his story is next on the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Jay Villamoret has a passion for collecting animal bones and skeletons since he was a kid. He began a business providing skeletons to schools for education, but he always had a desire to open a museum, a dream that came true.
We get a lot of our specimens from zoos, from the wild. There's no animals being destroyed for our purposes. For instance, our 40-foot humpback whale was a stranding off the coast of Cape Cod, and with the assistance of some friends, they collected the skeleton.
The Museum of Osteology has over 300 skeletons. They include man himself.
A lot of our human skeletons come from China. A lot of them came from India. Back in the day, India used to allow their dead to be exported. And up until recently, China allowed the very same thing.
Jay's museum is truly a place to learn and to be amazed. It's not just a display. He educates visitors on the inner workings of the animal planet.
We didn't build a museum for money. It's quite clear, I think, when you come through the door. I like to tease, my wife and I could have bought a small island and lived happily ever after for what it costs us to build the museum. At $5 a piece for a mission, we've calculated it'll never even pay for itself in my lifetime.
He put his time and money into creating a beautiful facility on the outskirts of Oklahoma City.
It makes me feel very, very good to be able to see my dream come true, for one thing, and to share it with the world. It really is a good feeling to have a school group come in, and the kids, they come up to me and thank me.
Traveling the Countryside in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a farm auction for the Elton Steinlogge Estate Saturday, March 20th. Sale begins at 10:30 southeast of Seneca near Corning, Kansas. Tractors include a John Deere 7510 front wheel assist, John Deere 4020D with a Quaker K5 loader. Trucks and tractors include a 2017 Dodge Ram 2500 4x4 gas with fifth wheel, 1999 Ford F-250 4x4, 149,000 miles, a 2005 Titan 7x20 stock trailer, 2005 Titan 7x25 flatbed. Machinery will include a round baler, self-propelled swather, a mower, manure spreader, a disc, grinder mixer, drill, and other miscellaneous. Livestock equipment, plus miscellaneous and household, including horse-drawn machinery, 5 300-gallon fuel barrels with stands, washer and dryer, chest freezer, Red Wing Crocs, and other miscellaneous. This farm auction for the Elton Steinlogge Estate, Saturday, March 20th, begins at 10:30 at 1004 M4 Road at Corning. Wilhelm Auction Service, Dale Wilhelm, Danny Dieters will conduct the sale.
Kids aren't born knowing how to do chores. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Be a good role model, add a little fun, and you can instill a good work ethic in even the youngest children as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
America. Your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having play dates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual play dates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
When my son was 4 years old, he loved vacuuming. I would say to him, Nathan, if you pick your toys up off the floor, you can run the vacuum cleaner. I thought I was a genius, but unfortunately, his enthusiasm didn't last long. Getting my kids excited about helping with family chores always took a bit of ingenuity. Michelle Neff is an extension educator at Michigan State University. She says one of the best ways to teach kids how to work is to model.
Show them what hard work and responsibility is all about. Having kids get up and go outside and work beside their parents, whether it's raking the leaves or building flower beds or whatever, but having the kids be there with their parents is really, I think, important.
Even children as young as 3 or 4 can understand contributing to the family. Have them help in small ways, such as picking up rocks in the flower bed or holding the leaf bag while you're raking. Neff also notes that it shouldn't be all work and no play. Have fun while you're at it.
Running around and laughing at different things, being goofy, that's good for them to understand that it doesn't always have to be serious. Taking breaks is also good, and that adds to that fun. Taking a break from doing leaves and going down the slide or swinging or having a water fight in the summer. Those type of things help with that bonding as a family, but also that understanding that we're accomplishing a project.
As kids get older, have them join a youth program such as 4-H or FFA. They'll see how hard work pays off when their projects are displayed at the fair and others can see what they've accomplished. As parents, we know that not all fruits of our children's labor will be positive. Neff says dealing with failure is another life skill that kids need to learn. You'll find more tips on instilling a work ethic in your kids at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Rock of Ages. Cleft for me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flow be of sin the double cure. Save from wrath and make me pure.
Could my tears forever flow? Could my zeal no longer know? These for sin could not atone. Thou must say. I bring simply to thy cross I cling.
While I draw this fleeting breath, when my eyes shall close in death,
Rock of Ages, left for me.
With all the online sales and ads these days, it's nearly impossible not to impulse buy something every time I scroll on social media. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, it's easy to justify these purchases, especially if the items are on sale. But the problem is that these little expenses add up fast, and they can leave a negative impact on your overall financial goals. Learning to control impulse shopping is possible. It's a matter of thinking about what your money can do for you and aligning your spending with your values. To avoid unnecessary spending, don't shop when you're sad or you're angry. Make a list before going to the store and put your monthly fun money on a prepaid credit card so you can't overspend. If overspending is an area you struggle with, then you should consider working with a financial professional. They can help you build a financial strategy that incorporates fun spending, but only within your means. By saying no to impulse buying, you'll find more financial clarity.
This March, Edgewood Hotel and Suites honors Women's History Month by recognizing the contributions made and the intangible barriers passed by women in the United States Armed Forces. We salute you. Edgewood Hotel and Suites in Fairbury. Hot and cold buffet for breakfast, indoor pool, and fitness center.
A new study confirms consumer preferences for beef over plant-based alternatives. That's ahead on Farm to Fork. Farmers, are you tired of using talc and graphite? I never imagined getting excited about a seed lubricant, but then I never expected anything like Dust. Dust is made 100% from U.S. soy, and that makes it cleaner and safer to use than traditional talc and graphite. Dust is farmer-proven in the field. The future of seed lubricants is here. Go to lowmutech.com for details. That's lowmutech.com or call 844-GET-DUST.
Did you know there are laws that protect the health and safety rights of agriculture workers? And if you or a loved one is dealing with coronavirus, your rights may include required details about your job and pay, payment at the proper rate for every hour you work, safe transportation, and safe and clean housing. For more information and free help, call 866-4-US-WAGE or visit worker.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Labor.
In yesterday's show, I quoted Kansas State University livestock economist Glenn Tonzer from a consumer study he helped conduct to see how beef stacks up against the new plant-based proteins. Tonzer says the study, commissioned by the Cattlemen's Beef Board, involved more than 3,000 consumers nationwide. He says it involved protein preferences in both retail and food service settings.
Say you're at a restaurant when you had a couple of beef items, so a regular beef burger and a bacon beef burger, chicken sandwich, a chicken wrap, what would you pick? And then we set up the situation, what if that chicken wrap option was removed from the menu and a plant-based item was added in? Now what would you change? Our core interest there is, how does the selection of the beef burger and the bacon beef burger change in that adjustment?
Tonzer says the study also showed that consumers don't necessarily price shop when comparing beef to plant-based proteins.
We actually find beef price and chicken price to be bigger determinants of beef selection than plant-based price. So the extent to which major substitution is going to happen in the near term, we don't expect that to occur a lot simply because of price changes. Things you can do to make the beef industry more cost competitive or monitoring what's going on in the chicken industry have a lot more direct economic relevance than coming down prices of plant-based items.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
When it's time to start your demo day, you'll want to have the right tools readily available. Hometown Lumber and Hardware offers rental tools and equipment for your project start to finish. They have demolition hammers, jackhammers, drywall sanders, air-powered nailers, paint sprayers, and other tools you need. Whatever projects you're undertaking, Hometown Lumber and Hardware has the tool and equipment rentals available to make your job easier and more efficient.
From the Mid-America Egg Network, I'm Andy Hoosier. As we look at some of your soil temperature reports across the states of Kansas and Oklahoma, and still pretty cool across the state after some of the weather that we've been getting across these states. Soil temp reports with the Mid-America Egg Network are brought to you by Abilene Machine. Make sure to see their great parts selection, and you can always order online at 24/7 on their website at AbileneMachine.com. That's AbileneMachine.com. Also by Kansas Corn Growers Association. You can find them online at KSCorn.com. Some of the soil temp reports that we do do see across the state have been mostly in the mid 40% range for the soil across the state just because of some of the temperatures, the cooling down from the western front coming out of Colorado, and some of the moisture that we've been getting across the state of Kansas. Looking at Goddard yesterday, we did see a high of the soil temp reports at around 46 degrees, a 24-hour average of just above 41 degrees, and a 5-day average at around 52 degrees, so kind of cooled off. We'll see if that warms back up here over the next few days. Over in the western part of the state in Garden City, yesterday was a high right around 47 degrees. We had a 24-hour average of roughly about 37.7 degrees and a 5-day average sitting around 43. So far up in the haze in the northern part of Kansas, we saw yesterday a high of right around 44 degrees yesterday for the temp in the soil. The 24-hour average at about 38.5 and that 5-day average sitting around 44.6 degrees. Over in Marysville, Kansas, we saw yesterday with a high right around 48 degrees with that 24-hour average at 38.5 and that 5-day average sitting at 44 yesterday. In Goodland, today with a high of 40 degrees for that soil, a 24-hour average sitting around 34.5, and that 5-day average at around 40 degrees as well. And in Guymon, Oklahoma, down in the panhandle, we saw yesterday a high of right around 51 degrees, that 24-hour average sitting at 39.3, and that 5-day average in Guymon at about 46.5 degrees. So things still pretty cool as we look at the soil temp reports across Kansas and Oklahoma.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/ksvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/ksvaccine. Paid for by AARP.
Farmers hit the commodity market to have you second-guessing your spring planting plans, and changes are in the works. Give Kaufman Seeds a call for all your corn, soybean, and grain sorghum seed. We offer the newest trait platforms with our Midland genetics, corn and soybeans. Don't forget, we offer a full line of grain sorghum and forages to finish off your planting needs. Give us a call at 800-634-2836.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The U.S. has plenty of unfinished business with Japan, including an expected second phase of the trade pact that began in 2019, and the country's two leaders will have an opportunity to engage next month when Prime Minister Suga is scheduled to visit for a bilateral summit. Japanese foreign minister said during a meeting in Tokyo with U.S. Secretary of State Blinken that the visit in April will be a great opportunity to reaffirm and clearly send out a message on robust Japan-U.S. alliances and broadly align the views so that Japan and the U.S. will cooperate and take the lead on regional situations as well as issues in common of the international community like COVID and climate change. The Phase 1 Japan deal lowered tariffs on U.S. beef, almonds, walnuts, sorghum, and other ag products to make up most of what the U.S. lost when it abandoned the Trans-Pacific Partnership. U.S. ag exports to the 11 countries that made up the southern tip of Africa increased for several years. That growth, though, was halted last year due to the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, according to a new report from the Foreign Ag Service at USDA. 2019, U.S. exported $625 million worth of chicken, soybeans, wheat, sorghum, and other commodities to the region, and that trade dropped sharply by about 23% in the last year, according to analysts. And raw meat worries consumers more than raw vegetables or fruit, the Food and Drug Administration reports in its latest Food and Safety Nutrition Survey, was conducted back in 2019. About 93% of respondents thought that raw chicken was likely or highly likely to have germs. The number of beef, 66%, was lower, but still much higher than raw vegetables at 9% or fruit at 6%. 87% of consumers say they looked at the nutrition facts label. Top four items of interest: calories, total sugar, sodium, and serving size. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
March is Agriculture Appreciation Month, and all of us at Helena Agri Enterprises thanks the local ag industry for the products, services, and jobs provided that help enrich our lives and the livelihoods. Thank you so much for all our farmers and ranchers from your friends at Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia.
Kids aren't born knowing how to do chores. Be a good role model, add a little fun, and instill a good work ethic in even the youngest children on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
When my son was 4 years old, he loved vacuuming. I would say to him, Nathan, if you pick your toys up off the floor, you can run the vacuum cleaner. I thought I was a genius. But unfortunately, his enthusiasm didn't last long. Getting my kids excited about helping with family chores always took a bit of ingenuity. Michelle Neff is an extension educator at Michigan State University. She says one of the best ways to teach kids how to work is to model.
Show them what hard work and responsibility is all about. Having kids get up and go outside and work beside their parents, whether it's raking the leaves or building flower beds or whatever, but having the kids be there with their parents is really, I think, important.
Even children as young as 3 or 4 can understand contributing to the family. Have them help in small ways, such as picking up rocks in the flower bed or holding the leaf bag while you're raking. Neff also notes that it shouldn't be all work and no play. Have fun while you're at it.
Running around and laughing at different things, being goofy, that's good for them to understand that it doesn't always have to be serious. Taking breaks is also good, and that adds to that fun. Taking a break from doing leaves and going down the slide or swinging or having a water fight in the summer. Those type of things help with that bonding as a family, but also that understanding that we're accomplishing a project.
As kids get older, have them join a youth program such as 4-H or FFA. They'll see how hard work pays off when their projects are displayed at the fair and others can see what they've accomplished. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips on instilling a work ethic in your kids at agriculture.com.
John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics, Polanski Seed, as well as Concept Agritech Microbials and Fertilizer Supplements and Seed Treatments. They also offer American Net Wrap with $5 from every roll sold, benefiting veterans' charities. Third Road Ag Sales is a family-run ag supplier offering top-of-the-line products and first-class customer service. Call John Hankey today at 562-7157. Or find them at Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook. Count on Third Road Ag Sales for help growing your profits.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. As we get closer to the end of the trading day on a Friday, we're seeing a lot of green in the soybeans right now. Still mostly green in the corn, lower in the wheat, and mixed in the livestock. So kind of just all over the place today as we go through the day. Starting off with your livestock, as we started off relatively green, a little bit of red popped up. Now we're trying to fight back right now. April live cattle is up 12 cents to 118 and 70 cents. June's up down 75 cents to 118 and 90. And August is sitting $1 in the red to 118 and 2 pennies. Over in the feeder cattle, mostly red across the board. There is March feeder cattle down 70 cents to 134.82. April's down $2 and 17 cents to 139 and a quarter. And the May sitting down almost $2 in the red, 197 to 144.65. Over on the lean hogs, we're seeing mostly green over here as April lean hogs are up 37 cents to 94.67. May is down in the red 10 cents to 94.90. And June sitting three quarters up to $100 and 77 cents. So mostly higher in those. Over in the soybeans, as we mentioned, decent gains over here. At least 20 cents up for most of these right now for the future contracts. May soybeans are up 22 and three quarters to 14 and 15 cents. July soybeans are up 21 and a half to 14.02 even. And August is up 19 and a half to 13.55 and a quarter. In the meal, we're seeing May right now up $8.40 to 406.60. July's up $8 right now to 406 and 30 cents. And the oil, currently sitting up right now with May up 31 cents to 253.83. Quick look into your corn and your wheat. May corn right now is up 9 and 3 quarters to 556 and a quarter. July corn is up right now 6 and 3 quarters to 537 even. Wheat, we are seeing a little bit of red here with KC wheat for May down 3 quarters to 586 and a quarter. To July, KC wheat down a quarter to 592. So maybe those will rally by the end of trading in just a little bit as we close up for a for a Friday. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
The 58th Annual Nebraska Bull Test Sale Wednesday, March the 24th, 1 p.m. Central at Broken Bow Livestock in Broken Bow, Nebraska. Selling 80 Angus yearling bulls from breed-leading genetics such as Southern Charm, Black Magic, Stunner, Full Measure, and Whitlock, to name a few. Also, 10 high-quality Red Angus bulls from Hunt Rod's Red Angus. Call 308-289-1548 or go to our website, NebraskaBullTest.com, for more information. The sale will broadcast live on DV Auctions. Bulls selected by cattlemen for cattlemen. Wednesday, March the 24th. The Nebraska Bull Test.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/ksvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/ksvaccine. Paid for by...
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
March is Ag Month, and Fairbury Livestock Company proudly salutes the fellow ag and agribusiness affiliates for helping provide so many varied jobs, products, and services to the community and our country. Thank you from your friends here at Fairbury Livestock Company. Come check out our cattle sales on Tuesdays.
Hey, this is Savannah Chestnut, and you're listening to my song, Prairie Fire.
Well, it was burning season, a hungry glow lit up the midnight sky. I was looking for change, passion and rage. It was time to come alive. prairie fire.
City's classic country, AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDY Marysville. Now, ABC News.